today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about night prayers. رمضان تجلى وابتسم الطبى للعبد إذا تنما رمضان تجلى وابتسم الطبى للعبد إذا تنما أرضى مولاه بما التزما طبى للنفس بتقواها. At the first step, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 17th of the month of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we'll listen to Chapter 73, verses 1 to 4 from the Holy Quran, and then the important point of it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhal muzammil.
O you who wraps himself in clothing. Arise to pray the night except for a little. Half of it, or subtract from it a little. Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The tone of the opening verses of the blessed chapter reflects that the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is divinely called unto steadfastness and preparedness for an immense obligation, acting upon which requires spiritual growth. He is urged to rise at night, since his foes are asleep at the time and people desist from following their daily routines, hence further preparedness for meditation and spiritual growth. Likewise, he is urged to recite the holy Quranic verses, since they include all the required lessons in this aspect. Recitation of the blessed verses is the best means of strengthening one's faith, steadfastness, fear of Allah Almighty, and spiritual growth. As I told you, in this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about night prayer or Salatul Layl. As devout Muslims, we try to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any time we can. We try to seize the opportunity to build that relationship with the Almighty, and the best time for this is when we are exclusively on our own with Him. and that would be in middle of the night when everyone else is asleep. We have that quiet and calm and serene environment where I'm able to express my love and my building of relationship with the Almighty. And that's why it's so recommended to recite Salatul Layl, otherwise known as Tahajjud or Namaz-e-Shab. We have so many ahadith that speak about how good and beneficial this Salah or prayer is, that it will give you knowledge, it will give you wisdom, it will illuminate your face, it will bring about sustenance. We even have a hadith that say that if you want to be a true Shia, then you need to be someone who prays Salatul Layl.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we are going to talk about the importance of Tahajjud prayer or Salatul Layl or Namaz al-Shab. Tahajjud prayer ranks first and foremost in importance among all other optional prayers. Tahajjud means to abandon sleep so as to pray Salat, prayers. The Quran refers to it in Surah 17, verse 79, and says, "And during part of the night, abandon sleep and keep vigil to pray Salat, in addition to the regular obligatory prayers. Your Rabb, your Lord, may elevate you to the position of high distinction, glory and praise." The verse that I have recited for you, which prescribes Salat al-Layl, has been placed immediately next to the verse 18, which prescribes the regular daily obligatory salats and prayers. Therefore, it underscores the great importance of Salatul Layl. Although optional, Tahajjud is considered nearest to obligatory or wajib prayers. While advising Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet repeated three times, "Alayka bis Salatul Layl, Alayka bis Salatul Layl, Alayka bis Salatul Layl," which means, "Incumbent upon you, O Ali, is Salatul Layl." The hadith, this hadith actually underscores further the importance of Salatul Layl. Therefore, we should try never to miss it. There are many verses of the Holy Quran which talk about the importance of Salatul Layl. These verses describe it as the practice of the pious people and the means to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who wish to attain this nearness forgo a part of their sleep and wake up early to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrifice their sleep and comfort for the pleasure of reciting Salatul Layl. In many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins the rising by the night for glorification and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ, and in the night give him glory too, and at the setting of the stars. Chapter 52, verse 49. Imam Ja'far salam quotes from Imam Ali alayhi salam as saying that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who prays Salatul Layl gets 24 kinds of benefits. I just like to name them very quickly. First, it secures Allah's pleasure. Second, makes friendship with angels. Third, is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Fourth, provides the means to pursue knowledge. Constitutes the root of our faith. Keeps one physically fit. Drives shaitan away. Protects one from enemies. Serves as a means of acceptance of one's du'as and good deeds, intercedes with the angels of death, lights up the grave, provides comfortable bedding in the grave, helps answering with ease the questioning of munkar and nakir in the grave, gives companionship in the grave, provides shelter on the day of judgment, crowns one on the day of reckoning, clothes one on the day of resurrection, provides one with light on the day of judgment, forms a barrier against the fire of hell and gets Allah's pardon on the day of judgment, increases the weight of good deeds on the scales, helps one crossing the bridge of Sirat without any difficulty, and forms the key to the paradise.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which speak about how to pray Salatul Layl or night prayer. It's not difficult to pray Salatul Layl, but the only thing you would need is good motivation. The closer you pray it to Salatul Fajr, the more recommended it is. All up, there are 11 rak'ats that you were going to pray. 8 are called Nawafil, and they are 4 to rak'ah prayer, so 2-2-2-2. And after that, you have got a 2 rak'ah prayer. At the end, you have a 2 rak'ah prayer, Salatul Shafa. And at the end, you have a 1 rak'ah prayer called Salatul Witr. And it's as simple as that. Let's say, for example, you've had a hard day, it's difficult. You won't be able to do all of this. Stick with Shaf and Witr. Let's say you don't have time, just do the Witr. You can also do it as Qadha during the day. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الله الله يا ربي يا الله About the importance of night prayer, we can say that 3 things were obligatory upon the Prophet and that are recommended to all of us. One of them is night prayer, use of miswak, and rising early in the morning. Night prayer is a prayer full of virtue, and in Surahs Muzammil and Mudathir, the recommendation was emphasized. In narrations, more than 30 virtues have been listed for night prayers, some of which are listed. Night prayers is the secret of a healthy body and the light of the grave. The night prayers will positively affect one's manners and etiquettes, daily earnings and wealth, keeps away sorrow and grief, tools of religion, the enlightenment of the face and the brightening of the eyes. Night prayers suppresses the sins of the day and is the light of the day of judgment.
You want the spirit of Laylatul Qadr to be in your room, in your house, every night, pray Salatul Layl. See the nur and the light that it will give you in your home. The hadith says when the believer on earth, he prays Salatul Layl, you know how on a dark night, if you've been outside the city, on a dark night you see the stars shining? It's beautiful, isn't it? You see all those stars. The hadith says the angels from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're looking at planet Earth. When the night sets in and the mu'min stands up to pray Salatul Layl, a light emerges from your house to the angels. They will see your house like a shining star. And they will say, Fulan, Ibn Fulan, he's praying. All the malaika, they do istighfar for you. Yes. The malaika of the arsh, they do istighfar. Allah mentions this in the Quran. This is not something I'm making up. Surah Ghafir, verse 7. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ Those who carry the throne, they are surrounding the throne, which are the angels. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ That's the first thing they do. They glorify God. They worship God. What is the next thing they do? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Can you imagine the rahmah of God? His most chosen angels, His pure angels, around His throne, Allah tells them, after you worship me and do the tasbih, I want you to do dua to the believers. Brothers and sisters, when you feel lonely in this life, because sometimes we feel lonely, right? Especially in our society. You feel like you're on your own. You're in your room, you feel lonely. The world is busy. You're in a different world. You feel lonely. Remember that the angels of the arsh are with you. They're doing istighfar for you. This is the Quran. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Isn't this beautiful? Keep this. To keep the spirit of Laylatul Qadr. Remember, on Laylatul Qadr, the angels, they come down on earth. They say salam to us. They have rahmah on us. But throughout the year, the angels from the arsh, they're doing istighfar for the believers, for those who pray salat al-layl.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We are in the month of Ramadan, so please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. And في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي